Gemara, it'll be that Pe'aleph. Today's daf is being studied in Shmat of Lamed. We begin today's daf on Pe'amud Bet. And we're starting from the Mishnah. Bakol me'avinu mishtatefin chot min ha'mayim min ha'melach. So now we discuss the food. Which items are suitable to make eruv? What type of foods? This is bakol me'avinu mishtatefin. Holds men a maim and a mela, except water and salt. They're there to be the Isaac. Yeshua Omer, Kikar u'iruv. That's it, Kikar, Kikar Shalem, full loaf of bread. Afilu ma'afis se'ah. Even if it's baked from a se'ah of flour, which is a lot, du perusah, but it's broken, in ma'albimba. Can't use it. Kikar ki'isar. But if on the other end, if you have a loaf the size of an isar, which is a small coin, Yushalem Me'arbin bo. Of course, if you have a shi'ul for a kirogeret for each person. But the point is, it has to be shalem, according to Rashi. Kikar shalem. Ma'afe se'ah. She'afa se'ah bekikar echad. You put the se'ah flour in one loaf. Then I come in and you just pull, take a little out, so it's missing. The shavia perusa and ma'abin ba. Why? But I'm a friend of the Gemara. Gemara will explain. Kikar katan kibidat isar hu shalem ma'abin bo. Ublevad she yusham kikarot terbe kigrogeret lechol had ba'adas l'shiur. You need to have a grogeret for each person. But the point is, has to be shalem. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Gemara. In a hadazim now we learned already above on daf chavav. Bakol me'arvin u'mishtatefin chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melach. Exactly the same Mishnah. Bakol me'arvin except for mayim and melach. So where's the Mishnah have to be redundant again? Amar Rava. La'pukem eder b'Yoshua de'amar kikar in midi aharina lo. Which means, our Mishnah said what? That the Biyoshua says the only item that you can use is what? A kikar. Not only kikar, but has to be kikar shalem. So since the Mishnah above was really talking about erube tichumin, that's what we're saying by kol ma'arvin, by eruv tichumin. And over there, the Biyoshua didn't argue. He only argued over here by eruve chatzerot. So if the Tana didn't repeat it, I would have said that what? That only that by eruve chatzerot could be. I would say there's no machloket. So kamash malan bakol. So over by bakol ma'arbim to come and say that even by eruve chatzerot there's a shita that says you could do with everything. I would have thought that maybe by eruve chatzerot there's a reason to say that everybody will say you can only use kikarot, only bread. For whatever reason, we'll see the reason in the Gemara, with the logic. So they're about to say, our Mishnah, that no, by Eruv HaChatzerot, there's also an opinion that says Bakol. Because there's an opinion by Eruv HaTichumin Bakol. But I would say, maybe that's only by Eruv HaTichumin Bakol. But maybe by Eruv HaChatzerot, for some reason, everybody will say only bread. Kamash Malan, even by Eruv HaChatzerot, Bakol. Tap Rashi. Lapukem Rabbi Yoshua Dabar Pat, Igin Midi Aharin, no Kamash Malan, Nitim Bakol. Afilu Yain Uperot. The Hadush is not Mishnah, you can even use Yain and Pirot. The Imai, if it just said over there, Haba Minahat, Amudavir, Tahomina, Askinan. Over there, by Rabbi Tahomivahat, Amudavir, Rabbi Yoshua. Over there, everybody will say, Bakol, even Rabbi Yoshua, Tanekha de Mechash, Meshum Eva. Because over there, by Rabbi Tahomin, there's no Inyan of Eva. The Gemara is going to say the reason why you have to use a Kikar Shalem, according to Rabbi Yoshua, because it's going to cause strife. Now you're collecting Erubin from the Hatzerot, from each dweller. This guy gives a half a loaf, this guy gives a full loaf. I have to give a half a loaf, you give a full loaf. What kind of business is this over there? So the rabbi has made a deen. The rabbi shows that everybody's got to give a full loaf. So there's no eva. But when you're making your personal little bit, tehomin, what's the difference? There's no eva. So I would have thought that dafka by erubet tehomin, is a similar to say bakol. But maybe by erube hatzurut, everybody agrees that you need bread. So he says, "Ki agam erube hatzurut, the tamam mishum evak the kamanav erube hatzurut, emano lachi adam tanya gebe hatzurut." And that's what's said by the gebe hatzurut to come and tell me that there's a shita even by hatzurut that says bakol, which is tanakama. We'll have to see the reasons for him as well. Shaharina, karesina pukim the rabbi meir. דאמר בפת אין מידי אחרינה לא כמה שמולם בקולים ואין המסום המשגסה אב רבי מאיר אמר אתי מאבייב רבי איזה question on this answer בקול מערבין אירובי חצרות ובקול משתתפים שתופה בבודד הבלייטה that what בקול מערבין when it comes to אירובי חצרות בקול משתתפים שתופה מבואות ולא אמרו לערב בפת. Oh, what did they say that you can you have to use bread? Ela bechatzer bilbad. That's erube chatzerot when you're doing it for the chatzer itself. But shetufe mevuot, you can use anything you want. So therefore, when it says bakol mine pat me'arbin, when it says in the braita bakol me'arbin erube chatzerot. Now, who's that opinion? When it says "Bakol Ma'arvin" in the Brayta, "Bakol Ma'arvin Urbe Hatserot," "Bakol Shetufim Shetufeh Mevot," "Man Shama Ple Da'amar Patin Midi Acharin Alo." Who's the opinion that says only bread and nothing else? Rabbi Yoshua. That's clearly Rabbi Yoshua in the Mishnah. Vekatani Bakol, and still what it says in the Brayta. The word bakol, so must mean when it says bakol in the Braita, it means bakol mine pat, all types of bread. Again, read the Braita. Bakol ma'arvin erubei chatzerot, ubakol mishtatefim shetufei mevuot, velo amru le'arev bapat, ela lechatzer bilvad. Which means, only erubei chatzerot, you need dafka pat, but shetufei mevuot, you can use bechol davar. But when it says in the Braita, bekol mine pat me'arbin erubei chatzerot, you have to say in all types of bread. You're right, but it says bakol is a type of bread. Look at Rashi. Rashi, Eti ve'abaye, Bakol ma'arbin erubei chatzerot, Garsina. Bakol mishtatefim, Shitufei mevui, Ben bepat, Ben beyayim, Ben bishat perot. Ve'lo amru la'arev bapat. Oh, and that which we said that the ma'arev bapat was only by erubei chatzerot, bilvad. Bakol ma'arbin deresha. That what it said, Bakol ma'arbin, Aki kamar bechol mine pat me'arbin erubei chatzerot. That all types of pat we me'arev. Bakol doesn't mean bakol everything, because you're saying lo amru me'arev bapat erubei chatzerot. But you just told me bakol. So bakol must mean what? Bakol mine pat, all types of bread. Continue. Man shamate davar pat in midi harina lo Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, but the shachar be meir, whatever the good size of be meir, be meir. The katani bakol, and it says over there bakol apat. Ah, omat nitin me, and go back to our mishnah now. Mimai de bakol de tani. Our mishnah also said bakol. The katani de tani akol mili kamar lepekem adre biyoshua atam. Who told you that our mishnah that said bakol is coming to exclude the biyoshua? Maybe the Amishtah is going like the Blaita. That means maybe Bakol Ma'arvin legabe Hatzerot. It means Bakol. Bakol mine pat. When it comes to Shetuvei Mevuot, you can use Mayim and Melach and all these other things. And therefore, you just wanted to say that the reason why it's said Amishnah has come to exclude the Biyoshua. Adraba, maybe Amishnah is the Biyoshua. Maybe the Amishnah is the Biyoshua. Maybe it's just Bakol Ma'arvin, Erubei Chatzerot, it's talking about the Kominei Pat, just like you have to say it in the Braita. When it comes to Erubei Chatzerot, it's Pat. And she told him, "Oh, you can do whatever you want." Like I said in the Braita, "Bakol ma'arvin erubei chatzerot." Doesn't mean "Bakol ma'arvin erubei chatzerot." The Braita, you have no choice to say because it's below amru la'arvin bepat ena bechatzer bilvad. So that must be "Bakol ma'arvin erubei chatzerot" is "Bakol mine pat." לא יהיה בסתירה לברייתא. עוד פעם, בכל מערבין עירובי חצרות, ולא אמרו לעלב בפת, אלא בעירובי חצרות בלבד. בגלל שאתה אומר בכל. אלא מסביר בכל מין, בכל מיני, פת. לא יודע, תסבור אבא שם. אבא שם אומר לצאת בכל מערבין, אתה בכל מערבין, בכל מיני פת, מערבין עירובי חצרות, וכל מיני שיתופי מבואות, יקדו אליו יומן. ונדס השיטה על, רבי יהושע, you just told me that the reason why it's בכל מערבין is coming to exclude רבי יהושע. To say that by Rubei Atzerot, you can do anything you want. Adrabate, the Mishnah is the Biyoshua. The Gemara says, El Amar Ababar Barhana, La Pukim de Biyoshua, Da Amar Shedema, In Perusad, Oh, Kamash Ma'lan, Bakol. Which means, in the Kedameh, Tanakama also of Mishnah will tell you, you have to use bread. It says Bakol, is Bakol Mine Pat. Well, I have to repeat it again. To come and tell you that the Yeshua holds has to be a pat shenema. The Kama says that have to be pat shenema. Bakol means it could even be pat of perusa. The issue is not to exclude bread. Bread, everybody agrees you need bread for bechaserot. Ela the machlokin of here is it shalem or is it a perusa nashi? Ela amar bar bechana. If you want to exclude something from Rabbi Yehoshua from our Mishnah, which was the derech that we were saying until now, on the end of what he said, perusado, now the Gemara goes into the analysis. What's the reason why you can't use a perusa according to Rabbi Yehoshua? Because of machloket. What do you mean machloket? Strife. One guy in the Hatzir is going to give a whole piece of bread. And then also his neighbor, he gives a perusa. No, oh, I have to give a whole piece of bread. You give a perusa, it's going to cause mahloket. So he said, you know what? You can only use a shenema, no, there'll be no mahloket. Let's say you have a deal. They made a deal amongst themselves. Now, what we're all going to use perusot. Okay, you'll use perusot, so there's no mahloket anymore. Now, it might revert back to its initial problem, which means, you're right, today everybody did the perusot. And tomorrow, one guy is going to go back to giving shalem, another guy is going to go back to giving perusot, and then you have a problem. So he says, no perusot. Let's say you have a piece of bread, a loaf, but they took challah. Challah is a small amount. So it's missing the shi'ur of challah. Let's say this loaf of bread fell and got mixed up in teruma. And therefore, you had to take the shi'ur of the mu'a, which is the shi'ur of a 1/100th, in order to take it out from the loaf. So it's missing a small piece. No, but you could use it. Because since this is such a small amount, and not only that, this removing was kedel hatir. This was not removing it out of frugal to try to get away with giving a small piece. You took away the halah, you took away the shiur of dimua, the matir to eat it. So that's already the rabbis that were not strict. Look at that sheep. Kelkulo ze parus beze shalem. Halata enu hasron shezeu tikuna. That is its tikun. Kedel dimua im nedma'at shenaflat terumah b'chodin. That's it, terumah fell into chodin. Now you made this kikazu, it's dimua, it's got terumah and chodin mixture. It's like 1/100th in order to make the tikkun. The Gemara says, that's okay. What are you talking about? We have a bright, this is the exact opposite. Kedeh dimua, me'arbin lo ba. Kedeh halata, en me'arbin lo ba. The Gemara makes a chiluk. Kedeh dimua is okay. Kedeh halata is a problem. The Gemara says, la kashya, ha behalat nachtom, ha behalat ba'alabayit. Depends whose loaf it is. It's a loaf of a private citizen, a ba'alabayit, or it's a loaf of a baker. What's the nafkaminan? Titnan, we learned the Mishnah in challah. Shi'ur challah echat mislim barba'ah. It's 1/24th. That's the shi'ur of the ratio of dough to for the challah. Let's say a person is making a loaf of bread or dough for himself, not to sell, for himself. Or he's making a for a party for his son. Nachtom, she was selling kor bashuk, but a baker that's selling it, lechin aisha shahatanim kor bashuk, or private, but she's doing it to sell, echad marba'im ushvona, it's 1/48, which is less. So therefore, when do we say it's not considered a problem? When it's baker's bread. Baker's bread only take 1/48, that's not considered a hasaron. But private bread, which 1/24, that's already more significant. So therefore, that's considered a hasaron. Rashi. Halat nachtom ketanahi ve'en ze hasaron. Why would our Mishnah say? That's a Yeshua. Says what? That even if it's
a little piece
less than the shoot of more than the shoot of halah. More than the shoot of halah, not halah. That says Omar halah. That means a piece of missing. That's not matiris. It's not a piece that is missing. This is a piece of missing. That's halah.
Specifically, because it's halah.
Because she said that's matiris, but not every halah is matir. Only the halah, I'm sorry, every halah is matir. But not every halah is considered shalem still. It's only halah of the nachtom, because it's a small shiur. But the halah of the barabayit, there's a lot they take off, therefore it's going to be a problem. Amar of Chazda, next question. Tifara bekisam. Me'arvin ba. Let's say the loaf was broken in half. And what they do? They put a piece of wood in there, and they connected the loaves now together. Ayede kisam. So now it looks whole. That's considered shalem. So we have a writer that says not like that. La kashya adi diya tefira or tefra adi la yediya tefra. Imagine if you can notice it or not. If you could see that there's a tefra over there, no good. But if they put it in such a way it's inside where you don't see it, and it's my mash is like it's one, then it's okay. All depends if it's noticeable or not. That she tefra. בקיסם, כי כאן שנפנסה בתפר הפרוצות בקיסם ולנעית שלמה. Now it looks old. ידיע תפרה, ניכר מקום תפירתה. תביא כפרוסה. Good. Once you see it, once it's noticeable, that's like פרוסה. Okay, now we discuss what type of breads are good. What's the wheat bread, barley bread, all these types of bread over there. The Gemara says, אמר בזירה, אמר שמואל, מעבין בפת אורז. What's that? Rice flour bread. Ubepat dohan. Millet. Amar Murugba. Mefarish limine demor Shemuel. I learned from Shemuel. Bepat orez me'arbin. Bepat dohan in me'arbin. They made a chinuk. I guess it's the derech to eat pat orez, but it's not the derech to eat pat dohan. So then whatever the normal derech is, that's what is matir. Aba rabbihiya. Bar abin amara me'arbin. Bepat adashim, lentil bread. Ini ve'ahi daba b'shnei demor Shemuel. It was a certain bread of lentils that they used to make in the times of Shemuel. Ve'shadyeh lechalbeh. And Shemuel threw it to the dogs. Ve'lo achla. Even the dog didn't eat it because it was so inferior. So you see over here, pat adashim is not even ra'ui lachilat kelavim. So if it's not the oil achilat kelavim, you're making it for an eruv. But I said, no, nishar minim mevya. That was made up of multi items. It wasn't just made up of one item. Dichtiv, it was Ezekiel bread that he threw to the dogs. That's what it says. The Gemara says it was Ezekiel bread. Dichtiv, ve'ata kachleka chetin, us'orin, ufol, ve'adashim, that's 7 grain bread. This is the 7 grain Ezekiel bread that they talk about that's so healthy. The Gemara says the dogs wouldn't eat it. Dichtiv, ve'ata kachleka chetin, se'orin, ufol, adashim, dohan, kusmin, the 7 grain multi bread, Ezekiel bread, they're talking about it. So that was made up of so many different items over there that was so garua that it wasn't edible for a human being. So you see, when you mix them all up, that's already garua. But when it's one item, it's good. Whatever the Gemara is saying, it's terrible. So why are they making a big deal today? It's so healthy and eat it and all that.
They call it
the 7 grain is it. The 7 grain bread. So the Gemara is saying, it's not only for a dog to eat. I'm talking about that. It's true. Look at that. And she says, the shar mine hava, minin erbea yu me'ura bin ba. Da'i vada'i lav pati, dikhtim ke bi'i haskem. Vata'a kachlecha chitin. There's a curse. You're not going to eat the bread of men. So how do you tell me you're not going to eat the bread of men? But putting all these things together, it's not the bread of men anymore. Alma lev lechemu. Sadeh Gemara says that Papa Amar Hahi. Oh, that bread that Shemuel threw to the dogs, that even the dogs wouldn't eat. So it was baked from the excrement of men. Meaning the coals were excrement, and therefore the dogs wouldn't eat it. It says in the Pasuk also over there that it's going to be baked from the tzoah of man. So therefore, that's already gari. Which means, really, it was regular pat adashim. It wasn't multi-grain bread like the night before. It was pat adashim. And pat adashim normally is edible. And pat adashim normally could be used for the eruv. Why even give it to the dog, even when they ate it? Because that was the way it was baked. It was baked in an inferior way. My v'ugat se'orim tochlena. So it says over there that you're going to eat the uga of se'orim, the bread of se'orim. Now we just learned it was 7-grain bread. So why is it now the pasuk calling it the bread of se'orim, barley? Amar v'chazda v'shi'orim, which means it's going to read se'orim, read it shi'orim, which is measure, which means the Haskel was commanded that they have to eat the bread in measure, meaning small amount at a time, like in a time of famine, that they were not to eat a lot in one shot. Was eating shi'urim. The Papa Amar Arivata Karivat Shi'urim, the shape of the bread in the mold was like the shape of Shi'urim bread. Velo Karivat Chitim. It seems when they make wheat bread, it's a nice shape. When they make Shi'urim bread, they're not careful. I guess the shape doesn't work and they don't make it nice. So they're saying the shape of it is going to be like se'orim, which is not going to be pretty. Rashi. Arivata. Or arichata. Ka'aribat se'orim. Miguna velo yafe ketikun aribat chaitim shimi yapim tikun auga gula vena'a. They make their wheat bread nice and round and all that. The se'orim bread, they're not makpi. So we're just saying the bread is going to be ugly. It's going to be inferior in its look. Okay. Now we go to the Mishnah. More laws on. Do we have a Mishnah around this? I think we have a lot on this. Let's just check out the halakha. Ura Chaim Siman Shasu. Shin Samech Vav. Now we'll go further in the Mishnah. When we get to Mishnah Buraz, we'll see some halakha. Nuten Adam Ma'anach and Vani. You go to the storekeeper, shopkeeper. Guy sells wine. Now let's say this shopkeeper happens to live with you in the Hatzir. So you want to be ma'alev with him. So what do? You go to him and you give him some money. Ul nahtom, or the baker. And what do? Kedesh yizakelo bi'iruv. So in order that they'll join you in the iruv, with the money. Says, no, you cannot make an eruv with money. Money will not make you part of the eruv. Why? Look at Rashi. Rotein adam ma'anach and bani. Shum mocher yayin v'dar imo v'mavui. Ola nachto mocher kikarot v'dar imo b'chatzir. You see that she's clear in his lashon. When it comes to yayin, he says mavui. When it comes to lechem, he says chaser. Because we said above, everybody's saying you need lechem in a chaser. The question is it be shalem or not? She is kelo be'aruv im chavero im yavu v'nem mavui lakat v'mecha kika le'aruv v'yayin l'shituv yeri chalek v'un. Lo zakonu ma'otav. The Mishnah says it doesn't work. Why? Look at the hakamim. She'en ma'ot konot ad shim shoch. Rule. Klal gadol in ma'ot. Ma'ot are not konot. Until you actually take the item. You pay for something. So I paid for it. We don't say you pay for it, you own it. You don't own it until you actually make meshicha. Va'afilu u'irev ha'inbani azeh l'chol ha'chayrim. Now let's say the ha'inbani, he's got all the products. You know what? I'm taking this loaf of bread. I need mezakeh. Lechol echadim, we learned in the Gemara that one guy can be mezakeh for everybody in the eruv. Mezika gam leze. They don't have a ploni. They gave me the dollar. I'm also mezakeh for him. No good. Einu eruv. Shalelo etkaven mezakoto b'masrafenam kishar mezakim be'eruv. Everybody else, he's giving it as a matana. But this guy, when he says I'm mezakeh because he paid me. Oh, so you're working it from the ma'ot. Oh, it's just the ma'ot and not konot. He's not mezakeh on the eruv until he actually takes it. So therefore, because he paid, it got worse. The guy that didn't pay, stop, my name is mezakeh lekol achad mebnei hatzeri, be'eruv zeh. V'gam ploni, v'gam reuven. But since reuven paid, Nachto's money is kin, v'gam reuven, because he paid me. Right, paid you, that's the way it works. He didn't make a meshicha. Yo, no,
what
he paid.
We do today, no?
Huh?
The Ruben Hatzelot, that's what we do today.
No, what do we do today? We don't pay.
No, but we mezakeh ahead.
That's perfect. You can be mezakeh. Zechin Adam Shul B'Fanav. That's perfect. That works. That was money. That was money. This guy paid. The Gashi. Ela likno tamah. He did it because he didn't give him the money. V'ani ela kinu yalo. They came with the ma'ot enam konot. Lo samcha da'teh. De'ai. Lo avi da'teh lakduyeh. Which is my dad was not like 2 years only because of the money. And if some ma'arev lomim ma'otav shalom bedato, he's doing it with the money. And doing the money, then that doesn't work until he actually takes it. He can't be ma'arev to somebody without.
He takes it though. It works.
He takes it. I didn't take it. This guy. Also, kol adam. But when it comes to shar kol adam, not a baker, and not a guy who sells items. Shizachu lo ma'otav. That if he gave the money, that and his mezakim in the eruv, it works. Dashi. Umodim b'shar kol adam. Mefaresh b'gemara. Balabayit. Shamal lo chavero. Balabayit tells his friend. Hilach ma'azu. Here's a dollar. Mezakeli b'eruv. And join me as part of the eruv. Barak Mizikalo Shikana Eruv works. No even Balabaita Gilim called Kikarot. Balabaita doesn't sell Kikarot. Lo net Kabenze Ela la Asoto Shaliyah. When he gave him the money, his Kavanah was to make him a Shaliyah. Then Asai Komedo Arevni. And I had to make him a Shaliyah. He gives him a dollar. If you went to the Shaliyah, if you went to the Hanbani also, it's an Arevli. Let's make him a Shaliyah. He told him, hey, I want to buy the, what are you part of it? Eh? I want to buy the bread. We want to buy the bread, so he's doing it from buying. So then it raises a problem. Okay, and Ma'arvim, and Ma'arvim Nata, I'm giving you the rule now. And Amidato. Which means you can only make eruv, as we learned already, middato. Which means when a guy gives money, he was mitkaben davka yedera money, so it should be called the eruv. But he was not mitkaben that the hanbani should be his shaliach to make him an eruv in any way. Means if I only want my eruv to be working with money, so you cannot make me an eruv shalom middati against my way that I want to be part of the eruv. I didn't make you a shaliyah. Nor were you mezakeh for me. I already set it up in a certain way that I want it to be done. So you cannot make the eruv against my will in a different way. Dashi. Shemarvim na'adam ela l'dato. Hilka kameh hanbani ki amale zakhili lo netkemen el leknot temenu. Lo samak alam shiaseh shiduho. I didn't make you a shaliyah. I want to buy my eruv. Uma'ote nam konot. Lo samka da'ate nam samarev li. Ulo shalom da'ato. Mashach kikar is your answer, but if he took the kikar itself, then he also the kach shaliyah also. If he took the kikar, it works. When do we say he can only be ma'alev mid'ato shel adam? That's only talking about erubei tehumin. You hurt the guy. We have a rule. Zachin Adam Zorofana. If I'm doing something as a chut for you, I don't have to tell you about it. I'm doing it as a chut for you. We assume for sure you would be happy that I made this zechut for you. That's only when it's a total zechut. For example, it'll be a hatzerot. Hatzerot, of course, we know you want to carry. You don't get hurt if I make it a hatzerot for you. You can carry now from your house, and I'll say it vice versa, it doesn't hurt you. But saying it'll be a tohomin, I was mezakeh you, by the way, it'll be a tohomin. Now you can't walk the other way. You got to only walk to the east. So maybe you killed me. I want to walk to the west. Maybe I want to walk the other way. So they were, the only time you can do it, Shalom ben Da'ato, is when it's a total zechut. That's she. Rabbi Tehomin, Chavodo, Shem Mafsi, the Tzadachet, Shem Eina Nawahdo. He loses the other side. Maybe it's not Nawahdo. Okay, now I'll go to one of them. My Tehomad Rabbi Yaezer. What's the reason of Rabbi Yaezer? Rabbi Yaezer said, you can give the money to them, Nachtom. Right? You give money to them, Nachtom. Please. I want to buy bread to be part of the Aidu. So the Bidya said, it's good. V'halo mashach. He didn't make a Meshicha. And Ma'ot is not Konot. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Baba Rav Bahu. Asa'or Bidya Yezer. Karba Perakim Bashana. Which means 4 times a year. The rabbis kept the law of the Torah that says Ma'ot Konot. In the Torah, Ma'ot Konot. The rabbis established the Ma'ot not Konot until you make Meshicha. But 4 times a year, the rabbis kept the Torah law that what? You give Ma'ot, you own it. We'll see exactly. So when it came to Tikkun Shabbat, he kept it on the Torah law that Ma'ot is Konot. That's she. But that is Perakim. Which means you force the butchers on that day, or the shokatim, to slaughter animals in order to give meat to whoever comes and pays already. Anybody that paid money, yes, there's shokatim. Even if the shor is worth 1,000. And he only has a small amount of money. Kofinoto, the shot. You force it to shohet. At least get a dinar's worth. What is he going to do with the rest of the thing? It's 999 dinarim of meat now, and there's no sellers. Doesn't matter. Guys, pay the dinar, slaughter. Lefichach, imet. Oh, there's the law. Let's say the shor died. Met, lelokeyach. Who loses? The guy who paid. Because the rabbis are saying that according to this time of year, when you pay, it's yours. Then we have to force the shohet to join because he paid you now and he bought it. And if it dies, he loses because it's the lokeyas. So Gemara says, meta lokeya. That's what meta lokeya. Hello, Mashach. He paid the butcher 100 dinarim, let's say. He paid him 100 dinarim. Leave the problem. Before you get to the 900, it's a simple case. He paid him 100 dinarim. That's 100 dinarim. I have to pay for 100, that's my animal for dice. I didn't make Meshicha yet. So he was Amar Buna, Bishop Mashach. And so my wife is Moshech. So he was asking if he's Moshech. So what do you tell me? Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuot. Iyache, Ema Sefa, Bishari Motashana, Enoken. It's much for that what? It's not so, which means if the guy wants to back out, he can back out. I'll give you my dinar back. I changed my mind. All year long, if it died, it dies to the mocher. I'm mashach. If you're saying the case is mashach, so therefore mashach. Well, why is it met la mocher? I'm on the shore of Yitzchak. Le'olam kishelo mashach. Hamas kienan. ושסיקה לו על ידי אחר. Oh, he was mezakeh al yedei acher. Who's mezakeh al yedei acher mean? That shochet, the guy gave him money. And what? So he was taking the basar and he gave it to a third party, be mezakeh for place. He didn't make him a shicha, but he was mezakeh the basar al yedei giving it to somebody else. Which means, be mezakeh dinah's worth of this animal for the oven. So the Gemara says, well, why only these four times a year this works? Bava perakim elu dizchutu lo zachin leadam shelo befanam. These four times a year, we know for sure it's a zechut for the guy to have a chelik in the smitov. Even though it's going to cost the money now. And the butcher goes, zakeh a dinar's worth of meat for Reuven. Now the butcher comes to Reuven after, you owe me a dinar. Well, you did not. What did you do? Well, I was mezakeh for you. We know it's for sure. It's Eid Pesach. The guy needs meat for the Seder. It's Eid Shavuot. The guy needs meat. So therefore, the guy needs to eat meat on Shavuot. But you see over here what? That in that case, when the four times a year we say, Zachin Adam, Shlom Fanam. However, Bishalim Otoshana, Dechov Udo. Who says he wants to buy meat? Who says he wants to spend money to buy meat? El Havim Lo Adam. That's not the answer we're looking for. This is the first answer to the Gemara. The Gemara said, these four times a year, it's a zechut. And therefore, they can do it without the guy even knowing. And the rest of the times a year, you have to let him know. Then the Bihani gives another answer. But if Elam Rabbi Yohanan, Arba Perakim Elu, this is our answer. Yamidu Hakamim, Devrehem, Al Devre Torah. What? Once the guy paid, Hakamim said, Mel Torah, you bought it, even without making a Meshicha. But rest of the times a year, paying is not enough. You have to make a Meshicha. Te'amar Rabbi Yohanan, Dvar Torah, Ma'ot Konot. Mel Torah, Ma'ot Konot. Umepneima Amru, Meshicha Kona. What's the reason why the rabbis changed it and added a rule to say, Meshicha is Kona? Why did they keep it on Ma'ot Konot? It's a very important reason. Shem Meyumar Lo Nesrefu Chaytecha Ba'aliyah. Of course, the guy's going to go buy wheat. He buys wheat, he pays money. Now, meanwhile, it's not by him. The wheat is still by the seller. And now, once the guy sells it, he's not going to be careful to watch it anymore because it doesn't belong to me. Now, he tells him, by the way, your wheat... there was a fire in the cellar, in the attic, and everything burnt. And therefore, in order to alleviate this problem, that the money is koneh, but the product is still by the seller, which could create a problem. So the rabbis established that ma'ot enam konot until you actually make meshicha. So therefore, since on the four times a year, the rabbis established that menat Torah din. So therefore, in Eidu b'chatzerot also, he holds Tarakama, Rabbi Eliezer, that they establish it the same way, and then when you pay for it, it's like you actually made the Kinyan. Look at that Rashi now. Let's see the Rashi. Bidal Perakim. Elu. See Bidal Perakim? Elu. Second Rashi. Perak Otov et Berob Echoli, Erev Yom Tov Erechot Shot Pesa, Erev Tov Shel Atzeret, Erev Lo Shana, Erev Yom Tov Ahanot Shot Pag, Erev Yom Kippurim Begalil. כן, גליל עושה אלף כיפור. ואין הלוקח באותו השור, אלא דינר שנתן לו, דינר בביעוג'ו משווה דין הבשר. אם מת השור, עבד הלוקח מה שנתן. If the shore died, so, that's what he does what he gave. אין אוכן. אין משחקין אותו על כורחו, ואם רצה טבע מזיל לו את הדינר, ושזיקה לו, טבע ולוקח בשור, זה שור דינר שווה דינר. אלה אחר. שמסר השור לאחר ואמרו לו, זכה לו בשם פנוי, והוא לא עשה שלי על אותו החיל הזוכה בשבילו. זכות לו להוציא מאוד ולקנות בעשר שהכל דרך כלל. Everybody buys meat ערב וחלדה. חובו לו, ברס ליה, הוא עושה זה מוציא מי, שמוציא הוצאות. דבר תורה מאוד קונות. דכתי בפודה מן הקדש, הרבינו מן התורה, מוני יזכונה, ונתן הכסף וקם לו. תפאי הקדש. You pay the money and the הקדש goes off. קל וחומר בלוקח מן העדיות. נשרפו חייתך שנתת לי מעות על המלכה כמו כמינה לברשות מוכר. We keep it in the רשות of the מוכר מדרבנן, כי יחיד אל המסן נפשי עלה ונתח לעצור לנו. So save it. If you tell the seller, finished, once you got paid, it's not yours anymore, so he has no incentive to watch the goods anymore. And therefore he's going to be like the, lackadaisical if there's a fire or theft or things like that. Okay, so therefore, what's the hadush of the Mishnah? The Mishnah is that in Rubei Chatzerot, they put it on the Torah law that once you pay, it's like you own it, and therefore it can be part of it. You can be part of it. You went to the baker, here's my dollar. That means you own the bread. They own the bread. Perfect. In Eruv, there's no better than that.
Always, only 4 times a year.
4 times a year, and for Eruv Hatzenot. That's what Rabbi Elazar is saying in the Mishnah. That they made Eruv Hatzenot like the 4 times a year of Rabbi Yohanan. Umodim b'shar kol adam. Well, when it comes to shar kol adam, we said the modeh. That what? When you give him money to be part of the Eruv, it works. Who's shar kol adam? Man shar kol adam. Amara barabayit. Not a clerk, not a store, a shopkeeper. What's the logic? The only time we say it's not kone when you gave the nachtom money, but when you gave him a kli in order to be kone. I mean, a kinyan sudan like. A kinyan sudan, so you own it. He switched. You gave him the sudan, he picks up the sudan, now the kikar transfers to the guy. Oh, that's okay. Because he was kone. The kinyan sudan is like a mishika. Amar Shmuel, Oshanu Ela, Damalo Zecheli. That's all he talking about. We told him, meaning, be zoche for me a piece. I mean, I didn't buy it. Amar, Imamar Arevli. But if he says the word Arevli, Shaliyah Shabia, Vekari. Okay, so all the details, actually. Amar Kli Kinyan Sudar. Mar Abayit, Ela Lama Zakheli, Tadosh Shabia Shaliyah. Which means, when he says Zakheli, he didn't make him a Shaliyah, I'm making you a Shaliyah, Ela, Kishar Mokhrim Da Alma. Amar Ima Malu Arevli, Shabihar Shabia, Shabihar Da'ateh, the Kaiman Hazakah Shal 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 Let's just check one halakha. This over here. Let's check the products. The products that you can make Rubei Chatzerot on. Where's that going to be? Siman. That tune of 148 is not considered a chasadom. Vim nefresa, the broke, vehabera bekisam, sheikhniz, hakatzea echad, betoka pat, vakatze shri betoka perusa, im eno nikat shri nefresa, me'arvim ba. It's a shayla alfei lachem mishneh. This is considered shaden, so Friday night the same thing. I have a loaf of bread, it's broke. I need the chamishneh, I need shalem. Take the kisam, stick it in there. And this is the Abad?
No, I mean,
on Shabbat,
I don't know, just
better
if you have a full piece.
Ah, yeah?
No?
I'm asking, I don't know. Okay. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Befrusa. What's the reason Perusa is no good? Mishumeva. שיבוא לידי מחלוקת, שיאמר אני נותן שלמה ואתה פרוסה. רק זה גמר עשר, exactly. ואפילו ירצו כולם ניתן פרוסה, חי שיינה שיעזור לדבר לכלכולו, ועיין בפרי מגדים. אתה מסתפק לו בדי, אפילו זה אפשר אפילו בדיעבד לו מה אני יעלו כשצאו בפרוסה. וואו, קודם בדיעבד עם הסתובת, אם אני אגב זה תקרב לרגמים. ואם עשו מתחילה בשלמה ואגב כלשבת אחרי נתפתה ונשתהיה ממנה מעט עיין לכמן, אני רוצה יסתור ולשלמה דנגעת בפרוסה נציקווה שלו כדי חלל, פירוש אפילו אינו שלם, שהשקרים סובלים שניתן חלה מנפת. That's the reason. Even if the baker wasn't taking חלה, but it's missing 148, since the people think, oh, it's חלה. That's okay, because it's what the perception is. The whole thing is מחלוקת. They won't fight with the guy when they see a 48 missing, because it's probably חלה, even though it really wasn't חלה. You have to publicize it. And about that, by the way, it's not חלה. It's not fighting with it. ואם נפרסה, נצאות שנפרס מן הכיכר מעט, אם אינו ניכר את העם, אפגר דבית אינה שלו, במקום כבד אינו ניכר, לא יבוא ידי מחלוקת. אוקיי, פיין. look at the ביאור הלכה, אין מעבים בפנוסה, רוצה למדו בחצרות, אבל שטופי מבואות, כיוון למעבים מכל מיני אוכלים משקיעים, לא תקנו עדם בזה, דווקא בשלמים. כך משמע מהרמב״ם. אוקיי. so there's only a ידי בחצרות לא עובר. look at Halakha Zayin, which is a big Hiddush. אם אחד מזכה לכולם, יכול לחרד בפירוסה. Because there's no מחלוקת over there. If I'm doing the whole thing for everybody, who am I fighting with? Myself? I'm מזכה for the whole. That's a trivia question. When is פירוסה?
Well, it's
big enough. When is trivia? When is פירוסה good? And,
how?
One guy is doing it, no guys. They don't see a can cloud, בשום איבה. There's no איבה בכלל. Look at Chet. This case, then it can come to an איבה. In a case where everybody's doing it, it can come to איבה if keep the people and just change the bread. Chet, מערבין בפת אורז ועדשים, אבל לא בפת דוחן. There you go. So we posek like
only rice
in the middle. Right, rice in the middle. Gemara there. Pat or is okay. Adashim okay. No pat dochan. Mishnah Berurah not anything. Pat or is adashim. Shederek haolam na foto medechos. Shederek. Mashikem dochan. They don't eat. Vayin esiman ra. Mishnah Berurah mahu. Ketay wole. Zekat Mishnah Berurah. Biur alakai min. Pat or is adashim. Vodim bepat. Tatarkai. Upat Tanevsky. Okay, all these different type of all these type of Ashkenaz breads. Okay. Baruch Adonai Olam.